Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing?
Doing good in California. Okay. I've got the low 90s going on here, so we're enjoying a little bit of the respite from the weather.
Oh, gosh. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. Because that winter, you know, won't be long. Well, you don't get a really cold winter there, I don't think, right? It's not too cold.
No.
Here you are.
No,
chilly.
Pretty mild. A lot of rain, cloudy stuff, but no real... You got to go up into the foothills. We're near the Sierra foothills, so you know you head up there and you get a little more, snow and stuff. But
what's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. We had a little glitch in the beginning, so the music started again. And this week, I'm actually in Manhattan, New York, and I am so looking forward to just filling you in on Manhattan. For those of you who have never been here, it is a spectacular place. It's unbelievable and so vibrant, and life's going on constantly 24/7 here. I'm just going to enjoy us talking about it today and things and real estate and sites and facts. And we just had the election, of course, and Donald Trump, Trump Tower, is in Manhattan. I know they're having a lot of security issues because there's only the streets go certain ways, and there's so much traffic, and it's hard to keep the security intact with everything that's going on in front of Trump Tower when Donald Trump, president-elect, is here. In town, I heard he was in Florida this past week and just got back, so it's a little hectic. We are going to take a quick break and come in and dig into Manhattan, which is just I'm loving it here. It's really anything you want to do, everything you want to do, anything we're going to eat, sightseeing, it's all here. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We are back, and this is Natalie Mullinex, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. We are going to be getting into, you know, with our show, we typically do half real estate, half self-help, giving back, issues of the day, and today we're going to be discussing Manhattan, New York. We're going to sprinkle this next year. We'll be talking about different areas around the country, some around the world, and put more focus on some of that, too. I know we have a lot of listeners that are in many different areas, and it's interesting. Although you and I can always Google and learn about many places, we can or go to the libraries or just look up. It's nice to be able to just kind of get the inside scoop on places from different times, I find. And so Manhattan, New York. Manhattan is the most densely populated of New York City's five boroughs. It's mostly made up of Manhattan Island, and it's by the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers, among the world's major commercial, financial, and cultural centers. It truly is the heart of the Big Apple. Its iconic sites include skyscrapers, Empire State Building, Times Square, Broadway. Oh my gosh, I got here on Sunday, and today's Wednesday. And it's just had meetings set up here. And there's no way, I'll be here until Friday, that anyone can see all of Manhattan in 5 or 6 days or a week. It's just impossible. There's just so much to do, so much going on. And everybody seems to get along really, really well. I was asking one of the cab drivers, you know, how does everybody, this is just amazing. The streets are packed. Everybody's just moving along. And he said there's quite a lot of tourists here, but you have so many people coming in from all over the world, and people really do get along, which is pretty amazing to me. Central Park is it's over 800 acres in Manhattan, because you see a lot of buildings here, streets, et cetera, and you wonder, well, where's the greenery? There's actually nice parks. 800 acres is pretty huge. The land area of Manhattan is 22.82 miles. Population in Manhattan is a little over 1.6 million. They said around 8 million with all five boroughs, but the Manhattan borough is a little over 1.6 million. Think about it. For 22.82 miles, when you look around the square miles. Unemployment rate, they said, is only 5.2%. And the designer of Manhattan was Alexander Jackson Davis. You want to call in number 347-945-5428 in case you want to tell us some interesting facts and things we may not know, and or test our skills, test your skills too on those. I've got a lot of fun facts we're going to go over today about Manhattan. There's literally, I'm reading over from TripAdvisor, they said there's over 24,000 restaurants and eateries in Manhattan. Amazing. So I've been on the east side of Manhattan, and then I've gone over and had dinner with friends on the west side of Manhattan. Nothing is too far. I found Uber doesn't work as well in New York City as it does in other places. I think the cab's easier, or the metro. You've got people come in, they come into Penn Station, and then they've got the local metro here, which you can get around pretty easily. Cabs are everywhere. I don't really recommend driving here, but, you know, people have cars, of course, if they live outside of Manhattan. There's plenty of cars here. But if you're coming to visit, it's very expensive to keep a car at the hotel. And it's just easier to get around walking, cabs. And I was looking at New York City landmarks. I'm going to go through. There's over 387 plus, I mean, don't hold me to it, sites and landmarks in New York, in Manhattan alone. It's amazing to me. I don't know how it's amazing. So Central Park, as I mentioned, that has over 800 acres. You can take a nice carriage ride. You can stroll along the park and benches. It's just so beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Just imagine 800 acres. Amazing. So the National 9/11 Memorial and Museum believe it's already been 15 years. Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm going to go through and just mention places because there's so many things you can see. Go to the Top of the Rock Observation Deck, Manhattan Skyline, the High Line, Broadway. I mean, of course, Broadway. There's so many shows on Broadway, and many of you may see shows in different parts of the country or world that are offtakes from Broadway, but there's nothing like Broadway. There's a show called Hamilton that's been playing for a while that people are paying $1,000 a ticket to go see Hamilton. Average price $300 to $500 is the cheapest. I'm even more. I've seen up to $2,000 a ticket to go see. For those of you that wouldn't spend that on a ticket, which I just think that's quite a lot, and I don't. You can get tickets. Average price around there's $85 to $140, depending on where you sit. But if you wait till the day of the show, you can buy tickets through TKTS. T as in Tom, K as in Kite, T as in Tom, S as in Sam. And tickets are half price. The only thing, of course, is it's whatever's going to be left. You're not going to sold out. But most of the hotels you'll stay in, they can put you through to the brokers who can give you pretty good deals on the tickets. So we've got Grand Central Terminal, Empire State Building. I'm just going to read some of these, and it's really neat. They passed a law, too, that people that have dogs can actually take your dogs to outside restaurants and cafes. Isn't that neat? Pretty interesting. It's just a really, really eclectic city. Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by France. For those of you who come into Ellis Island, my family came into Ellis Island in 1963. I was only 2 years old, so I don't really remember it, but many, many people have come a long way and entered through Ellis Island, and they've got the books and the names, and it's history. There's a One World Observatory, World Trade Center, St. Patrick's Cathedral. You know, I wanted to mention on the One World Observatory, you can see literally 360-degree views all the way around. Beautiful. St. Patrick's Cathedral is just the architecture is beautiful. There's Radio City Music Hall. You can see the Rockettes, their architecture, just looking at it. I'll tell you, right now they're going to be lighting the tree in Rockefeller Center tonight. It's raining, but from what I understand, they're still going to do it. It's November 30th, so they do it every year before December 1st. And the window treatment, this time of year, the window treatments and the lights and the decorations that are just coming are just unbelievable. It's just fun to even look, instead of window shopping, you know, just to go and see the different designs and the artwork. And there's a lot of light shows on buildings. I actually took a video with my phone Sunday evening, and it was just like a spectacular light show on a huge building. For those of you that have been in Las Vegas, you know, they have the different shows and the water light colors and different shows. This was just amazing to watch on a building, Christmas type of decor and lighting, and the music's playing, and the lights go to the music, and it's just those of you in the art business, I'm sure know the name for that, but I'm just describing this is like in one block. You know, you're going to a wonderful restaurant, seeing these lights, seeing the show, it's breathtaking. And it doesn't feel overwhelming, even with the energy in the city and the hustle and bustle. It's just very comfortable. The Rockefeller Center, that's where tonight I'm going to actually go. I think I'm going. They're saying it's pretty crowded, but I plan on going. Even with the rain. They have daily markets there, and the Met Cloisters, that's from here. Madison Square Garden is in Manhattan. Times Square, Fifth Avenue, for those of you who love to shop. They say it's wonderful to come at Christmas time. Greenwich Village. Oh, Greenwich Village is such a neat, eclectic place. And many times you'll find, go into a place and find a play happening, or they've got upstairs, downstairs. Sometimes there's a play in the lower level. Greenwich, though, it's spelled Greenwich. Green, Greenwich. But it's spelled Greenwich. It's pronounced Greenwich Village. Jazz at Lincoln Center. You can literally, no matter what type of music you like, no matter what type of food you like, you can do it all here. Now, the cost of living is high here, but I'm going to bring up a little bit later. They have the rent districts, the protection districts where they don't raise the rent. There's just different, rent districts so that people are protected. So, I mean, there's people that are living in places for even $1,000 a month, and then, of course, the values amounts go up much, much higher to thousands of dollars a month. But so I wouldn't, if you would ever be considering moving to Manhattan, you don't want to just say it's absolutely impossible. You always want to check everything out. Visiting is actually very affordable as well. If you find the right places, there's always package deals going on. And it's definitely worth it. When you come, there's no way you can see it at all in one stop. The Morgan Library and Museum. It's Ellis Island. It was definitely, what did they say? They uncovered New York secret. Okay. The St. Paul's Chapel. It's right by the 9/11 Memorial. One of the oldest churches. This is the oldest church in New York City, St. Paul's Chapel. Wow. So, and West Village. There's a lot of shopping to do in West Village, eating, everything you want to do. It's easy to get lost if you don't get the map. So they always have, the maps are good to get, and then also to see, learn about the metro. It's actually quicker here to take the metro if you know where you're going versus taking a cab typically and going around the block, because lots of times you have to go around and around the block. They're shaped like an H, and you have to keep going around to get to the other side where you're going. So at times you're going to get a cab and get out just to get to your destination, maybe walk a block. But it's pretty amazing. Ellis Island. There's, in London, there's Soho, right? For those of you that have been to London, and it's interesting here. You see a lot of different towns. You know, we had a little Italy. You see cultures where people have just embraced the cultures from other places around the world, and you can find it all here, including the food, which is bar none wonderful. St. Joseph's Chapel Catholic Memorial at Ground Zero. That's a tribute to everyone that was affected by 9/11, which so many people have been, all of us. And prayers go out to the families and relatives of people that were affected firsthand. Chrysler Building. Wow, that's a pretty big building. There's the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine. I guess there's just... I'm not gonna go through and name all of these. I'm just going through some things with this Flatiron Building. Wow, there's just so many. We could go on and on and on and on, but we're just gonna go through lists because I just wanted to give you fun facts and interesting facts about Manhattan. We're going to go through some of the oldest restaurants in a little bit, some things to do in New York City. I'm going to run through some of the neighborhoods. There's just too many for me to go into details on every single neighborhood. If anybody's interested in real estate, let us know, and we can put you in touch with a great broker, a great agent here, that Lena Simpson, who works with Concoring Group, is fantastic and covers all of Manhattan. But we were talking, we went to dinner Sunday evening, and she showed me around, wonderful, and she's with Theopsy, and we belong to Theopsy as well. She said the properties under $1 million are selling really fast right now in Manhattan, and some of the higher end aren't selling as fast. Of course, everything is location, location, but she said those are moving pretty quickly. So I'm going to go over some of the neighborhoods in New York City. There's Times Square, Greenwich Village, West Village, Washington Square Park. Wow. Let's see. There's Lower Manhattan, Upper West Side. So you have the West and the East, North and South. It's kind of, there's a meatpacking district. Union Square, Chelsea, Park Avenue, Tribeca. Tribeca was actually, let's see, it's a neighborhood in Lower Manhattan. And its name is Portmanteau. This came from a Google search, actually. This is Portmanteau from Triangle Below Canal Street. The triangle, or more accurately, a trapezoid, is bounded by Canal Street, West Street, Broadway, and either Chambers or Bessie Street. I remember, I think, Kennedy's lived in Tribeca, I think. John Kennedy with his wife way back when, I think, in the 90s. Very desirable. There's so many, the neighborhoods are just so unique. And it's funny when you talk to one person here about one neighborhood, that, no, I'm not in that neighborhood, I'm in this neighborhood. Everybody's very, very protective of their neighborhood. Harlem is actually in Manhattan. Wall Street, Little Italy, I guess everybody's familiar with Wall Street, Little Italy, the Upper East Side, Columbus Circle, Chinatown. I have friends, I know people that live in China, I mean, that don't speak English at all. I mean, there's people just, it's so, people are able to come here and be in their own community that feels like back home. And to those of you that already have been to Manhattan many times, you're saying, okay, this isn't anything new, but there's a lot of people that we have that are listening that are in many different places and they've never been. So I think it's really interesting to just kind of touch on it. There's the Lower East Side, Koreatown, very authentic, you know, food shops. East Village, there's the Brazil, New York tour. But that looks like a Duffy Square, Tudor City, 34th Street, Bowery, Alphabet City, Rockaways, Carnegie Hall. I'm seeing Carnegie Hall in this. It's east side of Central Park. Now, forgive me, I'm not going to be able to list everything or go over everything here today. As you can hear with Manhattan, it's just, there's so much to see. It's an easy trip if you live on the East Coast. They've got trains and buses coming in. It's not that far. We've got, the airports aren't too far away. So definitely worth it to do. I'm going to go over some things to do and what they talk about, some things to do in New York City, Manhattan, actually. We're going to go through, of course. Christmas Spectacular. They're starring the Radio City Rockettes. Central Park, and you've got it. We went through. Let's see, I'm going to go. There's walking tours all over that you can go to. It's nice to get up on the towers though, and then be able to see that, like the rock observation deck, and then be able to see all over the town, and then map out depending on where you are and what you want to do, which the concierge can help with all of that too. And I'm going to go through some of this. I'm not going to take a break because there's some interesting facts and just some fun things I wanted to go over with you. And time will fly by as usual. Anyway, there's a Frick collection, the oldest guided amazing collection. There's State Building. I think that's something a must you should do when you come here. Bryant Park is gorgeous and lit up, and it's great for Christmas time. That's not too far from what is it, 45th Street, and not too far, a few streets over. Statue of Liberty, definitely a must to see. And we'll do the city tours. You can take a city tour, which is recommended because then it gives you an idea of where everything is. The cathedral, it's the Staten Island Ferry. You can see the Statue of Liberty from there. Private tours. They also have private tours, too, if you want to do that, too, as well. It's just a neat city. Such a neat city. It's like Paris. There's so much to do in Paris, too. But this is just has so many different cultures in one spot. There's a tenement museum. Boat tours. Museum of Modern Art. Excuse me. Take a sip of water. Yeah, the weather changes here, like a lot of cities in the west, northeast, where 1 minute it's a little cold, then it gets warm. But now we're getting ready for winter. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back, and this is Real Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex. I started to get a frog in my throat. I don't know what happened. I didn't feel that way 5 minutes ago, but anyhow. So Manhattan, there's so much to do here, and it's so interesting. I ran through some of the neighborhoods, and I'm just going to discuss a little bit about West Chelsea, from Industrial to Cheek. That neighborhood, you could buy something in there for about $600,000 now. The same place for $600,000 back in the 90s is going for around $3 million. There are still some properties you can find in there for a little over $1 million, $1.1 million. So it's very charming neighborhood. It's a lot of townhomes, a lot of beautiful places with parlors and co-ops and apartments that are just a lovely landscape. Looking something here, it says West Chelsea by popular definition runs from 9th Avenue to the Hudson River and from West 14th Avenue to West 30th Street. Tech and media workers from Google's New York office at 76th 9th Street, Frank Gehry Design Headquarters on 55th West 18th Street have added a useful dynamic to the street. Commercial tenants at the massive Starrett Lehigh building include the Architecture and Design Studio, Diller Scott Video and Renfo, and Martha Stewart Living Omnidia. This is coming out of the New York Times. Here in West Chelsea, you have century-old brick and brownstone townhomes. They've been preserved on some blocks, mostly in the West 20s. The West Chelsea Historic District is tied to the neighborhood's prestige as a manufacturing center, protecting 30 buildings erected from 1885 to 1930. The 1930s era, London Terrace Gardens, the 10 adjoining rental buildings, and the complex 4 co-op buildings, London Terrace Towers, take up blocks between the 9th and 10th Avenues. When you're here, you see how the streets go one way and then sideways. It's like an H, but it makes sense. Subsidized housing dominates several blocks, with Robert Fulton houses between 16th and 19th Streets, at 9th and 10th Avenue. The New York City Housing Authority plans to add an 18-story mixed-income building to this complex. Wow. Be built by Artemis Construction. The Chelsea Elliott House is another project run from 25th to 27th Street between 9th and 10th Avenue. It says, what you'll pay. Okay, in November 21st, 130 area properties were listed around. You could get a studio for $625,000, co-op to $50 million for a 39-unit condo design. Wow. By Zaha Hadid. The median sales price through the third quarter for one bedroom was nearly $1.1 million on a 14% increase from last year. So, that you know, they're all over, and I think the cheapest then is like in the 600 for a studio. But you always want to check. You never know. They have those deals where sometimes you need a lot of work and you can get a deal. But here's a three-bedroom that's $8 million. Wow. And a $7.3 million. Monthly rentals, okay, this says they ranged from $2,500 to $4,000 for studios, $3,500 to $5,000 for one bedrooms, and $4,500 to $7,000 for two bedrooms. But they do have rent districts here that, you know, the rents are going to be lower. And then some people that have lived in the properties since, like, by not having been able to have rents raised more than a certain amount. The vibe, I'm just going to read this because, again, there's so many towns, so many different neighborhoods to go over all of them. So I just wanted to skim it over and give you food for thought, as we always do on the show. And it says the tourists from around the globe thread along Highline Park. This is from West Chelsea, as well as through Chelsea Market, the nearby Whitney Museum of American Art, and some 200 galleries, mostly west of 10th Avenue. Can you imagine that, 200 galleries just in this one little neighborhood? Local restaurants and strong followings include the Red Cat, Cook Shop, Del Bosto, Bottino, and the Half King, an enduring center for the arts and live performance in the kitchen at 512 West 19th Street. There's also a sports complex, has golf, outdoor recreation, relaxation. Schools, Public School 33 Chelsea Prep on 9th Avenue serves about 620 students from kindergarten to grade 5. 64%, it says, according to the city's school snapshot, 64% met standards in English versus 39% citywide and 68% did in math. You can always look up information on schools specifically. Subway stations are nearby. It's like 14th Street and 8th Avenue. And then the trains, A, E, and L trains stop full-time and C part-time. The 23rd station has E full-time, A, and C part-time. There's seven train stops. So, you know, everything, it's so easy to get transportation. A lot of people in the city do not own a car because it just doesn't make sense. History on Chelsea. The writer in theologian, oh, this is pretty cool, Clement Clark Moore, lived from 1779 to 1863. Was also a developer subdividing and leasing out land that he had inherited, which at one time extended several blocks into the West 20s from 8th Avenue to the Hudson River. By the turn of the 20th century, the waterfront was a major port. I love it, I love it, I love it. It's just so cool. And, yeah, I'm going to go over some interesting facts about Manhattan. And then some things we probably didn't know, and we'll obviously finish the show today. So these are some interesting facts, world interesting facts, from myinterestingfacts.com. That's actually a website that has many different areas that tell you about interesting facts. Manhattan, the meaning of Manhattan. Manhattan is derived from the Algonquin Indian language. It means island of the hills. Think back in history and just, wow. I love when we see history just keep going and the traditions keep going, and they, even though we have a melting pot here, we can just see the eclectic and the history and the traditions that have been passed down from family and family, and it's wonderful coming in from other areas of the world. New York Times. New York Times is one of the famous newspaper publications in Manhattan. The largest Sunday issues that this company were published, the largest Sunday was on September 14th, 1987. The weight was 12 pounds, 1,612 pages. Well, we don't see that these days. Wow. the Manhattan zip code. During the presidential campaign, the Manhattan zip code 10021 got more cash of money than any other zip codes in the U.S. Wow. Another fact, Jim Henson. Jim Henson is very famous. Is very famous in U.S. because in the U.S. because of his Sesame Street Muppet creation. Oh, I didn't know he created that. He often dined with the Sesame Street director Joe Stone in Oscar's Tavern. How they got their name. The restaurant is situated in the midtown of Manhattan. When both dined together in the restaurant, they had an idea to have Oscar the Grouch character on Sesame Street. The character was inspired by the rude and grouchy Walter, who served them in the restaurant. Oh, that is funny. So many facts we just don't know in there. The first fire hydrant in New York City, fire hydrant, was installed on Liberty Street in New York City. There were more than 2,000 inoperable fire hydrants located between 34th and Battery Park in 1980 to 2000. Wow. The inoperative fire hydrants were just used to take more parking tickets. That's, well, we wonder if that's true or not. But Manhattan is part of New York City. It's considered the most populous county in New York City. Statue of Liberty is located in the Liberty Island. Actually, there are 8 islands in Manhattan. If you're interested to visit Liberty Island, you can use the ferry service. There's no one living in Liberty Island. Uthant Island, and that's spelled U-T-H-A-N-T. If you want to visit an artificial island, you can visit Uthant Island. Wow, the size of this island is only 100 by 200 feet. The main purpose of this island is for the bird nesting. Fact number 9, Randall's Island. The Triboro Bridge is located on Randall's Island, Manhattan, Bronx, and Queens on Long Island are connected by the bridge. So you've got the bridge connecting Manhattan, Bronx, and Queens. And that's the Triboro Bridge. The new 7 World Trade Center is a replacement of the damaged World Travel Center in 9/11. Oh, tragedy. It has 52 stories, excuse me. The old one had 47 stories. Wow. There's some old restaurants in New York City. I'm going to go through some other facts. I'm not going to be able to list all of these, so we're just going to go through some of them. The in 1762 until 1767, the Francis Tavern existed. Wow. It says in Lower Manhattan, the Francis Tavern began serving ale and food. Now, I'm getting this out of amnewyork.com. So this they began serving ale and food. It has not been a functioning restaurant in the entire time since, however, after 1767. The historic building was home to prominent New Yorkers. It's called the oldest building in Manhattan by the Sons of the Revolution, site on the New York Freedom Trail. Today it's a tavern again, serving colonial-style shepherd's pie, tomahawk steaks for two, and raw oysters, of course. Yummy. It is also the home of the Francis Tavern Museum. Now, this says it's a fun fact, but don't hold me to it if for some reason it isn't a fact, because I'm just kidding, I'm getting these, but they're interesting. This says General George Washington died at the Francis Tavern. That's that frog in my throat. Dined at the Francis Tavern with his officers in the Continental Army on December 4th, 1783, after the British withdrew from New York. Been a wonderful celebration. So he dined at this tavern with his officers on December 4th, 1783. 1794, the Bridge Cafe was there. It began as a grocery, wine, and porter bottler, according to the website, and has been in the food and drink service ever since. It was once called Empire House, the Water Street Cafe. The current owners bought the building and the restaurant in 1989 and renamed it the Bridge Cafe. I remember Water Street Cafe, hearing about that before, but now it's called the Bridge Cafe. Like most old buildings in New York City, this one has a storied past. So the Bridge Cafe, they said, which is now called, it's renamed the Bridge Cafe, but it started out Oh, okay. Empire House and the Water Street Cafe. This one says it had a storied past that during Prohibition, the business was officially a restaurant, but beer was always also available. That's so funny. Now they're redoing it because it's a Superstorm Sandy, but hopefully that'll open back up. In 1837, there's Delmonico's restaurant. Delmonico Brothers set up a small shop in the financial district selling fine pastries, coffees, chocolates, and wines and liquors, and Havana cigars. In 1837, the restaurant started, so they set up their small shop in 1827. No doubt seeing that luxury sold, the brothers brought a plot of land, and at the intersection of Beaver William and South William Streets in the heart of the city's financial district, and Delmonico's restaurant was born. It opened in 1837 and still operates in Delmonico Restaurant Group. Wow. With the classic American foods, lobster Newburgh, eggs Benedict, and of course the Delmonico steak were created at Delmonico's restaurant. Now I never knew that because eggs Benedict's been around. Wow. We're going to look at a couple other fun facts and call it a day. Because we're getting into the holiday season, there's so many things to do everywhere, wherever you are, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. The population density of Manhattan is much lower today than it was 100 years ago. Total population has fallen by 25%. It says, a man once drunkenly stole a plane and landed in the middle of Manhattan in front of the bar he had been drinking at. 2 years later, he did it again because someone dared him, doubted he had done it in the first place. Subway. You know, Subway's most popular Italian BMT is named after Brooklyn-Manhattan Transit. If everyone lived as densely as they do in Manhattan, the human race could fit into New Zealand. Well, very interesting. So much here. And we're just going to go through a couple more facts. So I hope hearing this today, though, that you think about, if you've never been in Manhattan, looking it up and seeing about taking a trip, getting involved. It's very, 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 very interesting. And everything is here. I was talking to one of the cab drivers today. His name was Pascal, and I was coming back from a meeting, getting ready to do the show. And we were talking. I won't say who he voted for. Me, I mean, I know if you've heard of the past shows, you know who I voted for. But we were talking about it, and just saying everybody needs to agree. And he told me some stories that were firsthand from his lived here a long time. And he said his mother-in-law has some issues with certain things, and he talked about God, and I said, well, I'm so glad you believe in God, too. And he said to me, you know, in the Quran, it tells us that there must be good and bad, that we can't have it all one way, you know. And I said, like yin and yang, right? And so he said he's been here quite a long time and lives by the principles, and it's a really wonderful place, but he accepts that there's good and bad. And telling me different stories about, you know, the businesses here. And I had another cab driver this morning was from Ghana. Very interesting. And he loves work. He loves the business. He loves the town. And it's just, you know, it's so neat that you're in the cab, you're driving, you're going to restaurants, and you're just meeting people from all over the world. I love it. Absolutely love it. A couple more things you probably didn't know about Manhattan. Twice a year, around May 28th and July 12th, the sunset aligns with the east-west streets of the main grid of Manhattan, filling the horizon with an unrivaled cityscape. This event has become known as Manhattan Hedge, and it's coined by New York City native, Neil deGrasse Tyson. So it's called Manhattan Hedge. I'd never heard of that. The subway musicians are known as buskers, and they have to audition in order to play here. That's because the subway stops at Times Square can see 173,000 pass through, which is 10 times the audience of a sold-out show at Madison Square Garden. Buskers have been auditioning to fight for a two-week permit that allows them to play at prime locations throughout the subway since 1985. Some of them have gone on to play at Carnegie Hall. Times Square uses 170, 61 megawatts of electricity every year. That's enough energy to power approximately 161,000 average U.S. homes, twice the electricity required to power all the casinos in Las Vegas. Compare the difference of life here before the Disneyfication of the city. Just look at the facts. 1992 saw 2,154 murders occur, while 2012 cut that number down to 414. Wow, that's fantastic. Times Square is named after the New York Times. That's great. This is things you probably didn't know about Manhattan. It takes approximately 75,000 trees to print a Sunday edition of the New York Times newspaper. Now, I'm all for reading the news on the internet, but everybody, but you know, I know the paper wouldn't like to hear that. But printing the New York Times was a Sunday edition. I read it earlier. That was delivered on September 14, 1987, with 1,612 pages. My gosh, weighing 12 to 16 pounds. That's really a lot. At Christmas time, the famous Eve ball, the New York's Eve ball that drops, and people watch it constantly in Manhattan. It says you should probably think of the star at the top of the beloved Christmas tree at 30 Rock. This 550-pound Swarovski star is made from 25,000 crystals, 720 LED bulbs, feet of wire, and is worth an estimated $1.5 million. Wow. The first Christmas tree was set up in Rockefeller Center in 1933 during the Great Depression. The workmen were so grateful to have a job, they decorated the tree with strings of cranberries, garland made of paper, and tin cans. On Christmas Eve, they lined up under the tree and received the greatest gift of all. Aww, paycheck. That is, to be able to work, to be able to be involved, to have money and put food on your family's table is just such a great gift. This is Rockefeller Center, as I mentioned earlier. They're going to have the tree lighting tonight. This is, how does Rockefeller Center manage to find the perfect seven-story spruce tree each holiday season? Seven stories. They conduct aerial searches by helicopter, of course, and have it shipped to the city during the night when the streets aren't as gridlocked. Wow. After the Rockefeller tree is taken down for a year, it continues to get put to good use. In 2005, Habitat for Humanity used the wood to make door frames for houses for the needy. And in 2012, the paper went towards publishing, oh, this is great, a book called The Carpenter's Gift. It cost $1 million to be licensed to operate. Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. So The Carpenter's Gift, that's great. So they put it to use. I never knew. These are facts I'd never heard of. It's $1 million to license a cab here in New York. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said it's gone down to maybe $500,000, because I was asking about the differences with how Uber's affecting it, and different. And they said, everything's hurting in that way. So it's gone down maybe $500,000. But who would think you need to do that? And you do. It's definitely a big deal. The Empire State Building has its own zip code, 101118. Madison Square Garden's lease is set to expire in 2000. The venue that has been there for generations will be forced to move. I hope not. I hope not. I really do. The price of a slice of a pizza versus the cost of a ride on the subway has stayed equal to each other for the past 50 years. Wow. The difference between an on-Broadway show and an off-Broadway show has nothing to do with location, but rather the seating capacity. Broadway shows must have seating of 500 or more, while off-Broadway shows fall under seating capacity that falls in the 100 to 499 range. These are great facts. It's so cool to know. Manhattan is actually made up of 8 islands, each with its own purpose. Liberty Island is home to the Statue of Liberty, and of course, no one lives there. Then there's Yucatan Island, which is for the created as a sanctuary for the birds. We went over that before. World Trade Center actually consisted of a total of 7 buildings in 2001. All 7 were destroyed by the events of September 11, and 6 are being rebuilt. And the M&M store in Times Square has a 2-story high wall of chocolate. This M&M store in Times Square has a 2-story high wall of chocolate that is made of 72 candy-filled tubes and is the largest candy store in New York City. Wow. There's over 200 art galleries just for modern modern art in Manhattan alone. That's just modern art. There's so much more. Wow. We are going to just about end with this, and a couple of things. Well, you can look all this up. Don't you love Google nowadays and search engines? We can just see everything at our fingertips, although some things you really have to investigate. Toilet paper was invented here by Joseph C. Gayety in 1857. I guess it was corn cobs before then, huh? No. Commercial delivery companies like UPS and FedEx are slapped with nearly 7,000 parking tickets every single day, raking in up to $120 million in revenue for the city. Oh, my. The Gangs of New York movie was actually a fictional dramatization of real events and people. Dead rabbits and other gangs named in the film were real gangs during the 19th century. Bill the Butcher, cutting in the movie, is based on the real person, Bill the Butcher. Cool. More than 2 million people visit the city every holiday season simply to see the world-famous Rockettes show at Radio City Christmas Spectacular. The Rockettes, who wear microphones in their shoes to amplify the sound of each step, do their own makeup and hair, and actually have rehearsals in a church, not Radio City Music. That's interesting. I heard they're not all the same height either. Here it is. I was going to look at that. Contrary to popular belief, the Rockettes are not the same height. Each Rockette can vary in height between 5'6 and 5'10 and a half inches. The disparity is offset by an optical illusion of putting the tallest girl in the center and the shortest on the end. Manhattan had the same population density as Alaska. There would be an estimated population of 28 people in Manhattan. Wow. Well, Alaska's huge. Central Park's rivers and streams are completely man-made and have the ability to be turned off and on. I did not know that. So I hope that you all have been enjoying your holiday season so far, and enjoy the rest of this year, and when we get ready to call in a new year, very, very just around the corner. I'm going to end with this. It says the New Year's Eve ball is a spear weighing a whopping 11,875 pounds and measures 12 feet in diameter. It's covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles. Millions of people visit the New Year's Eve festivities at Times Square every year. Because it's so crowded and there's such a lack of public restroom facilities, some people have known to wear adult diapers in order to celebrate. Oh, I never thought about it. Don't need to know that. That's too much information. Greenwich Village, Washington Square Park, was once used as a mass graveyard for the victims of those who were killed by the yellow fever epidemic. Well, I tell you, if you come in, the New Year's celebration is going to be around the corner. We're only looking at another 4 weeks, four weeks and a couple days. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.